Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to Friends Without Benefits, where the only benefit you're getting out of this podcast is listening to two best friends talk shit for an hour every week.
In this week's episode of the podcast, we talk about cheating again because I didn't realise that we'd already done an episode on cheating. So we're back discussing your cheating stories and recommending some books. Now Byron wants to be an author.
I am going to be an author. So JK, if you're listening.
Manifest it, babe.
JK. Oh no, she's a transphobic one.
I was going to say she's cancelled, but sure, go for
JK.
It.
JK. What's the other one who wrote Tracy Beaker?
Oh, Jacqueline Wilson.
Jacqueline Wilson.
What a queen.
I'm coming for your neck, bitch. Before we get started, don't forget to follow our Instagram page at Friends Without Benefits with an extra S on the end. Here you'll be able to find exclusive bonus content from our podcast each week, and you'll also find out what special guests will be joining us ahead of time.
Over on the Friends Without Benefits Instagram, you can DM us any juicy dilemmas, questions, or confessions for a chance to be featured on the podcast in our messy group chat segment.
You can also subscribe to our YouTube channel where you'll be able to watch the best bits of each episode.
Now that's all done, let's get into the podcast.
And you'll find your fire exits to your left and to your right.
So everyone, we're back. We had a little break whilst I went away.
We didn't actually intend on having a break. We realised as Anna got into the locked-in house that we didn't have an episode. And we were like, thought we pre-planned all this and pre-filmed all this, but apparently we didn't film and plan enough.
Apparently I wasn't as organised as I thought I was going in there, but obviously once I was in there, there was nothing I could do. I also thought that Freya was going to take my place on one of the podcast episodes whilst I was in there, and then that also never happened. But better late than never.
Yeah, better late than never. You will be glad you didn't get me and Freya last week. We thought we would just save off. It probably would have been too good, actually, to post.
I feel like you guys would have wanted her permanently on the podcast instead of me, and I can't deal with that, so...
It was probably best that you didn't hear that, and it was probably best that we didn't actually even try and film that, not due to a lack of laziness, due to the fact that we want Anna to remain on the podcast and not be replaced by Freya.
Thanks.
You're welcome.
I'm still holding my place here. So just as a little catch-up, what have you been doing?
Well, I don't really know what I've been doing. I've been reading a lot. I found a new love for me. Everyone laughs at me. Like everyone is laughing. I found a new love for reading, like actually found some sort of something in my brain has been switched on since reading a few books that I've read. I've read two books. But in the space of like a week, which for me, having literally not read since school, that I think that's good going, and honest to God, it switched something on in my head that has made me want to learn more things.
So Byron either wants to become an author, learn how to invest, or learn Spanish.
I want to learn something new. I feel like for a while I've just been so complacent with just like doing nothing and like just being like, oh, my life's quite easy and I'm just sort of floating by. And then I had like a reality check where I was like, Byron, what the fuck are you actually doing? When you no longer like doing YouTube and stuff anymore, what else do you have apart from a photography degree? And I was like, even that, like I've learned, not saying I've learned everything I need to know about photography, but all the like actual things you need to learn about a camera, I've learned. Like I can remember how to use a camera. The rest of it obviously is creativity, but I don't actually have anything else, and something about reading just switched a little switch in my head that was like, oh, maybe absorbing new information is quite fun. So I'm learning Spanish, I'm becoming an author, and what else?
Learning how to invest.
Learning how to invest whilst riding a tricycle and juggling or injured.
Are you actually going to learn how to speak Spanish, though?
No, because I feel like...
I think that idea's gone already. No, it hasn't.
I think I live in a movie. I think I actually... like.
I know, you think... actually... You are the main character of your own life, and you walk down Deansgate feeling like Mr. Bean, saying, this is my movie.
And I think that I can pick up a Spanish for Dummies book and suddenly be fluent. I'm not even joking. I'm not even joking. In part of me actually believes that that's true.
I would love to, like, have that belief in you. I don't think it's as simple as that, I'm not going to lie.
It's obviously not, and I'm very naive. I think I live my life in a very naive state of mind, which is also why I'm currently writing a book.
He sent me a little bit of it this morning.
Do you know what I think? I think my brain is very, like, highly wired, and I think my brain, the creative part of my brain, just never stops. And I have the most vivid dreams, and I can literally, if I'm sat staring at something or not speaking, it's because I'm living some sort of different life in my head. So I thought, why not put that creative juice to use?
That is true. You always do have the most vivid dreams as well. Like, every day you wake up and you're like, oh, I dreamt about this last night. And it's always so in detail.
I thought about making a series on YouTube where I, like, were like a dream diary, where I literally sat and spoke about my dreams, like,
you
told the story
that.
Of my dreams. Because I... But the thing is, there's
some
a
of your
scientific
dreams are fucked,
fact.
Though.
There's a fact that no other person cares, has the capability to care about your dream. Like, me talking about my dream to you. The human brain has no, like, capability to actually care, because you already know it's not real. You weren't there, didn't see it. There's no physical proof of being able to be like, oh my God, look at this. Like, there's nothing. You don't know the people that I'm talking about, because it's all fictional. And it's not in as much detail enough as, like, a book where you can start to picture it all. Your brain just doesn't care.
That is true. I've never thought about that before.
You don't. Like, another person doesn't care. I wake up every single morning and tell Lewis about my dream for a good half an hour. And I know in my head I'm looking at him thinking, he don't care. He can't even retain any of the information that I'm telling
him. That is true. When, like... thinking about it, when you've told me your dream, obviously I do care, but like, maybe, but I also like
you listen.
I listen, but
not,
like, I'm
no
not
part
registering
of your brain
it.
Is like actually stimulated by what I'm saying at all.
But that's kind of weird, though, how that's a fact.
It's
like, I never thought about that
know,
before. But
you already, I'm sure it's a fact. I've seen it on one of them like weird like Uber facts. Do you know what I mean? Where it tells you like a weird fact.
I know a really good fact actually. I don't know if I've told you already though.
What
about the dinosaurs on Earth?
No.
Basically, this is very random, but if you go far back enough out into the like universe and you look at Earth through all the light years, you can see the dinosaurs still on Earth from some point in the universe, because it's like time is trapped within the light years. So if you go like really far back and you look through a telescope at Earth, if you're in the right light year, because light is always traveling, you can look at the Earth and see the dinosaurs.
Really? I don't know that.
But do you understand what I'm saying, though?
Yeah, I do. I also got told that we have atoms in our eyes that are the same. This might not be true. I can't really remember. Lewis was telling me the other day. I can't really remember what it is. And I don't think he could really remember what he'd been told either. So this might be actual bullshit. But something about we have atoms in our eyes that are also found in stars. So something about the universe has created humans with eyes as a way to watch the universe unfold.
Really?
Yeah, like we have this certain like atoms in our eyes that are only found in stars.
Really?
And it's like a theory that the universe were created and created people. Mm. It's all like one big cycle to then be able to watch itself exist and see how it's
existing. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I see what you're saying.
But like going through time.
That's interesting if that is actually true.
Sounds like we're on.
Are you bullshitting me though?
No, I'm not. Well, I don't know if I am. Lewis told me that, so maybe.
I feel like it might be true. Like,
yeah.
I can see the concept of it.
We are not fucking smoking crack, guys. It is, in fact, 12:11 in the morning. afternoon now, should I say. I don't have an excuse for anything.
And that was our catch-up for the week, because we've already caught up, so we're just telling each other interesting
facts.
What
have you
done,
though? You've been in locked-in, and we don't want to get into that, because we want to do a full, like...
Yeah, I went into locked-in for, like, 2 weeks, but we're going to do, like, a full episode with a load of the people I was in there with, so we're just not going to discuss that on this episode. Other than that...
You put your Christmas tree up?
I put my Christmas tree up.
Looking
all my
gorgeous.
Christmas decks are up. It feels very Christmassy in here. And that is basically it. I've just been working and catching up on life. And oh my God, I went to the I'm a Celeb Castle.
Oh yeah,
that is I did
fun.
That.
That
was
so fun.
Much
it
fun.
It actually started last night as of filming this.
You need to watch it. It's so good this year.
I watched the end of it. When
oh,
the,
did you watch
I
it?
I only saw like when he pulled the thing off the shower and the wire came off from that point.
Oh,
the
so
very end.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's just not something I've ever really watched. I watched it as a kid, but only because I knew people in there. I'd watch it if I knew the cast.
Will you watch it when I go on it?
Oh, babe. Bored of you to assume. Okay. If you're going on I'm a Celeb, I'm becoming an author. What if I became an author and then my best-selling book were like bestseller and I were in I'm a Celeb with you?
I would love that. That would be iconic. Imagine us jumping off the edge of a cliff.
We'll put it, manifest it. That would be iconic. Imagine if I disappeared off the face of the earth and didn't see you for like 2 years because I were away in a little hustle bustle writing a book.
Well, let's not talk about that, because we already discussed the fact that me not being able to speak for 2 weeks was enough.
Oh, guys, it was horrible. Literally, I were mourning Anna's absence. Like, I honestly were going through a state of, like, grief, even though I know she was literally going to be back in 2 weeks. Then she called my phone as I were in the middle of TK Maxx, and me and Faye were screaming, and everyone were looking at us like, what is going off? But she's back.
I was reading the messages on my phone, and Byron was like, thank God you're not dead. He literally sent me a message saying, thank God you're not dead.
I'm so fortunate to have not lost, like, someone close to me like that. But I don't know how people lose their friends at young ages and just carry on.
I know, I was really thinking about that when I was in there.
I actually don't know. There was so many things. It sounds so fucking dramatic. But there were so many things that, like, just reminded me of you. Or, like, me and Freya were doing something and we're like, oh, I know, I'd love that. And then we were like, oh, we can't even share it with her because she's not here.
I know,
of you actually never being there again, I was like, ugh.
I missed out on so much. But, like, when I was in there, I was trying not to think about what you guys are doing, because I would have got really, really, really bad FOMO and it would have made me really sad. So I was just trying not to think about it. It was when you sent me the video message that, like, from that moment onwards, like, everyone in the house was like, fuck.
That video message was a nightmare to film, like an absolute nightmare to film.
It was so funny, though.
I need to post the full-length thing on my
story. You do, because the full-length one is so funny. We won't talk about any more bad luck things. We are going to do an episode on that. But today's episode is basically about cheating.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Once a cheat, always a cheat. I didn't realise we had an episode called that already. Yeah. So this morning I came up with this idea. I was like, guys, it's called It Once a Cheat, Always a Cheat. Then Byron walked in and was like, we have an episode called
Guess
that.
Guess who titles all the podcasts, guys?
Byron titles them.
Anna did the work beforehand. Now I do, I'm saying in quotation marks, the work. Not really any work, but I'm sure we've got an episode called...
We do, I checked. Once,
oh, did you check?
So I don't know what this one's going to be called, but Byron will come up with a fun name.
Babe, I'll call it Anna... didn't name this, Byron did, lol. Speaking of things I did, your captions in the locked in fact, we'll not get into that.
Oh, they were funny, though. They were really funny. I'm fit, I'm 30.
And I've got double Fs. So, I have never been cheated on, thankfully.
I haven't been cheated on either. Not to my knowledge, God. Anyway. Oh, my God.
I'm so burpy today. No, I'm not. I don't think I've never been cheated on. I've been in one relationship, which is, in fact... If we're not counting, like, high school relationships...
Oh, if we're not counting high school relationships, then why am I even in the conversation?
Well, I had two high school relationships, maybe three. But if we're counting, like, actual teenage relationships, as in, like, 18+, I've only had one. And I hope Lewis has never cheated on me, otherwise we probably would have broke up. But it's not nice. Can't say it would feel the greatest.
It's just something about it that, like, I hear so many cheating stories and people say it and I'm like, I now hate men. And it just puts me off having a relationship.
It just puts me off men. I just don't understand why people cheat instead of, like, if I genuinely, like, is someone who's in a relationship, I know how I feel towards my boyfriend now. If I wanted or had any sort of, like, urge to cheat on him or get with someone else, I honestly would just end things. As much as I wouldn't want to end things because obviously we're in a good place and I've never had thoughts like that. But if I did, I can imagine that if I can say it in my head now, I would end things, knowing how strongly I feel. If I had them urges, I wouldn't feel as strong as I do now. So it would be easier, surely, to just end it. I'd never be able to look at him in the face again.
I just don't think. I think if you love someone so much and you truly love them, you would never cheat on them.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you didn't, like, you should have enough respect for them to end the relationship before you go and do anything.
I understand things fizzle out for some people. But then I still don't think it's an excuse to then cheat.
Things can fizzle out, but I think you should have enough respect to end it before going out and thinking, you know what, I'm going to go and do this. So we decided to ask on Instagram to get some of your stories about cheating. And
because we apparently have not.
Because we have none.
Which is good, actually. I'm not. That sounded like I was complaining. My tone of voice said as if I wanted to be cheated on. Definitely don't. Hope it never happens to me. And Lewis, if you listen to this and you ever decide to cheat on me, just know me, Anna, Callum and Freya will in fact come and smash your car up. We will make a movie out of it. I will live out a main character fantasy at the cost of your happiness.
I also would need a boyfriend for any of this to actually happen, so I'm never going to get cheated on at this rate. But I was reading through some of your stories with Freya earlier, and one, I'm so sorry that all of you guys have gone through this, because some of them are fucking shocking. Like, I've never, like, you've just put me off ever wanting to be in a relationship. But the first one, I was going to say who it was, but then I realised everything is anonymous. So this one, I was with a boy and I was with him for 8 months, and it turned out he had a girlfriend the whole time without me knowing. I thought I'd message the girlfriend to let her know, and the boy had made the girlfriend lie to me to tell me they were not dating, and the boy kept telling me they were not together in the end, but I managed to get her to tell me. It broke my heart, but I just feel sorry for the girl.
Wait, what? So the girl were in on it?
The girl knew.
What on earth? That's more like an open relationship. What the hell?
It basically does sound like an open relationship.
If she knew about it, why is she pretending they're not together? Like, what?
I basically think that the girlfriend, like the actual girlfriend of the boy, was just so in love with him.
And just in so much denial that she didn't want to be.
I think she was just in true denial that she wanted to be with him so bad. Like, why?
What?
It's just odd.
I always relate situations back to myself and try and put myself in that person's shoes, and I honestly cannot fathom how that girl is just like, yeah, if someone messaged me, like, is Lewis your boyfriend? Imagine me saying, oh no, babe, go for it, sure. Slide in his DMs.
Physically don't understand.
Imagine you were talking to someone and it were like a serious thing, you'd been on dates and stuff, and a girl messaged you and said, oh, like, I've been speaking to so-and-so, like, he wants to take me out. Imagine your natural reaction, because you cared about him that much, would be to say, yeah, sure, go on.
I would never in a million years have that reaction. I would say, you know what, babe, good luck, have him, and I'd fuck him straight off.
Or I would say, game on, queen.
Babe, I wouldn't even say, no, you would not say game on. I'd be like, I'm getting myself out of this toxic relationship.
Oh, that is weird. That is so weird.
So that was a good one to start with. That was very toxic. This one's a bit longer. I haven't actually read this one, so Byron's going to go for it.
Thanks, babe. So, we say, let's set the scene. We'll say it's Christmas time. There's a dew to the ground outside, you know. It's very frosty, very cold. Cheating, never really shared this with anyone because it killed me inside. I had been with my boyfriend for 3 years at the time. We'd currently gone through 2 miscarriages. We'd recently moved into our new house. Everything was perfect. He used to do late shifts, and at one point he was getting home late, but I never thought anything of it. One night I was coming in from a night shift, and he hadn't heard me, but he was on the phone. I sat on the stairs for a feel a minute.
What?
Don't know what you mean by that, babe, but she sat on the stairs listening to his conversation. He was on the phone to another girl, but she didn't click at this point. A few weeks went on and we used to argue as he was on the phone all the time, Snapchatting and things. One day he had dropped me off at work, and about 2 in the morning he had sent me a big long message saying he needed space and that he loved me and knew when we met. If anyone sends these in, you need to get some grammar. There's not many
commas. Freya was saying this earlier. Freya was getting so confused reading them all.
Yeah, it's confusing. The commas are in the wrong places. Since being an author, I have picked up on that.
I was going to say, I can tell by the tone of voice you're reading this in that you're really trying to live out your author fantasy.
Do you want me to just read it in my normal, boring, monotone voice? Where no. am I? Anyway.
I'm going to be honest, I've lost half the story.
So basically, she's been with her boyfriend for 3 years. They've had 2 miscarriages, recently moved into a new house. He works at late shifts a lot, but he kept getting home later and later as the weeks went on. She one night came in from her night shift, heard him on the phone speaking to another girl, didn't clock at that time, but then for the next few days he was Snapchatting and other things, always on his phone. And then one morning, about 2 o'clock in the morning, he sent her a big long message saying that he needed space and that he loved me. She knew then that he'd met someone else because he was so occupied. He left me with nothing, so he clearly didn't care that much. A few weeks went by and I found out I was pregnant.
And that's how it ended?
Yeah. She's just put,
swipe along, is there nothing else?
So he clearly didn't care that much. A few weeks went by and I found out I was pregnant.
Is that it?
That is it.
That, yeah. I feel like that's like a classic cheating story. I feel like in my head, like when I think of like, that's, I don't know.
I'm running off and then you're getting pregnant. What do you do in that situation?
I haven't been in the situation or like experienced being in love with someone so much that I still want to be with them. But like in my head now, if someone cheated on me, there is absolutely, I don't care how much I love them.
Yes,
I would never stay with them because one, I would never be able to trust them again. Two, I wouldn't feel comfortable in myself to stay in that relationship.
Imagine the anxiety. I would actually have panic attacks every time I didn't know where they were.
I start to feel anxiety once I've gone on like 2 dates with someone and the thought of them speaking to someone else makes me feel sick. So let alone if I was actually in a full-on relationship 3 with someone.
3 relationships, 2 miscarriages.
There's...
I don't know what you'd do in that situation. Like, I'm all for people choosing whether they want to have abortions or not. And I think it's your body, your choice. But I feel like in that situation, you might be clinging onto the idea of feeling like it's been 3 years, you've tried for a baby twice, miscarried. The fact that you are now pregnant, I feel like you might cling onto a part of that as trying to save part of that person that's now gone. Do you know what I mean? Which then I don't know if that is the right thing to keep the baby then. As you would love and cherish the kid no matter what, but like, I don't know. Because it'd still be brought up in a happy, like, single mom, like, they could get back together. I just hate the thought of getting back together. Like, imagine him getting back with you just because you're having a kid. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's such a hard one. The pregnancy and the miscarriages is what makes that difficult. Like, fuck the 3 years you've been together. If he's cheated on you, I couldn't.
It's the fact
that
there's
10.
Like a kid involved.
It's the fact that they've had miscarriages previously in the relationship and then now actually am pregnant. Hopefully, if they want it to be, like, be a kid.
I don't even know what to say about that one. I'm trying to think it through in my head, but like,
he seems like a twat regardless. If you want to keep the kid, I'd keep the kid for the simple fact that you've had previous miscarriages and it's something you've wanted in the past. Forget the father figure at this point because realistically, he sounds like a wanker.
But also, women are fucking like superwomen. Like, you can raise a kid. Like,
yeah, that's what I mean. You don't
my mum raised me as a single mum, like, when my mum and dad split up. And you don't need, like, I'm completely fine. Do you know what I mean? Like, single mums, I have so much praise for them because they do 2 people's
and
fucking job and they do it
well.
Incredible. Yeah, and single dads. Like, people underestimate how hard. Actually, no. Well, no. Some people are like, oh, parenting's easy, blah, blah, blah. It is not. I follow a lot of people on Instagram at the moment who are having kids. I feel like everyone's having kids. I don't know why. Maybe it was a lockdown thing. But I have a whole new appreciation for mums and dads.
Mums and dads and parents of all ages. I think if you are keeping the kid as like a some sort of keepsake for your past relationship and past love for that person, then maybe don't, because that's just going to cause you a lot of heartbreak in the months to come. But if you want a baby, have a baby. Why not?
Was with my ex for 6 years, had an argument about something stupid. Next day I get a message from an old school friend saying, swear this is your boyfriend, he's just super like me on Tinder. I confronted him about it and his excuse was, well, I just wanted to piss you off because you annoyed me yesterday. Would never have found out though if you didn't match someone that I knew. He also cheated on me numerous times throughout the relationship. He used to say, you don't know what it was like being the ugly friend in school. I'm not used to having all this attention from girls. No. Oh my God.
What?
He just seems like a really immature person who, personally, I don't think he's ready for a relationship if you have that mindset.
You don't know what it's like to be the ugly person in school.
Yeah, and he was using that as an excuse. He's not used to having all this attention from girls.
What the fuck?
I'm sorry. There's just... Babe,
it's
you,
not my fault that,
that was a lucky
you.
Escape.
That's what I'm hearing.
Basically,
I'm hearing,
yeah.
It's literally not my fault that I am God's gift and that people want to be with me. Like,
but also, if he's doing petty things like going on Tinder and yeah, super liking women because you've pissed him off, then that is a immature mindset.
Why,
and get
like,
to him
he
gone.
Literally, you would not have even known that he's doing it. How is it something to piss you off? Because you only know about it because it's your friend. Like, imagine all the other people that he's liked that aren't your friend.
Mm.
You're never going to find out about them. So why... That's not even a possibility to piss you off.
It's just...
It's talking shit, babe. He's talking fucking bullshit.
You know what? Hearing all these stories, when I'm, like, speaking to someone and when I'm with someone, they'll do something that, like, is similar to these stories and I'll think back to it and I will actually have the most toxic mindset.
No, you won't. You won't go into a relationship thinking, oh, Prop's going to cheat on me.
I will. I am the type of person that would go into a relationship thinking, oh my God, he's going to cheat on me.
Well, then you've not found the person that you're going to go into a relationship with there.
Well, babe, that's very fucking clear. That's why I'm very single.
Lord Jesus. Men are trash and so are women.
Facts.
Ooh, my boyfriend of 3 years cheated on me a year into our relationship. He was on a night out in Belfast and slept with a girl from Iceland who was over here on holiday. I never found out until the girl herself DM'd me on Instagram, and I only found out 2 years after it happened. Ooh.
So she was in a relationship for two more years.
Yeah.
After he cheated on her.
I don't know what you're doing in that current situation. Like, I don't know what you do in that situation.
I think you literally sit and, like, rethink everything that happened over those 2 years,
it would instinctively make me do that. But then I think to myself, what on earth, like, obviously it's not a thing that's fine to do, but if you've gone 2 years into your relationship since then,
what would you carry on the relationship?
Well,
if
I don't
you're
know
in
what
it.
I'd do then.
I just know I'd sit there and second guess every single thing that happened after those 2 years, like, why.
I don't know what I'd do. I really don't know what I'd do at that point. I'm trying to put myself in that position and I genuinely don't know what I'd do. Because if it happened that long ago and not happened since, and you were happy in that relationship, then it's still shit. But then also, part of me would be thinking, am I ripping apart something that's really good now over something that happened such a long time ago? But then it was a year in.
It was a year in, and he obviously wasn't happy to do that in the first place.
Oh, God.
That's fucked. That is actually fucked.
It's a hard one because I'm trying to say to myself, like, obviously I've not been with my boyfriend for 3 years, but, like, if I found out, like, I don't know, because I would honestly never be able to trust him again. I would question every single thing.
Well, that's what I mean. I feel like you'd second guess everything.
I feel like, say you're in a relationship for a year and a month or so in, the person cheated on you and you didn't find out until a year had passed, then that was so early on in your relationship that they might have been having doubts, which doesn't make it fine, but they might have been having doubts, might have been thinking the grass is greener.
Yeah.
But then it had happened, they'd lived to regret it, but then fallen very much in love with you and put it in the past and been like, well, it was so early on in, it weren't as serious as it is now, I've grown to love this person. And then I'd be thinking, well, I'm tearing all that apart for something that were a slip up so early on. But that's I understand
that if it happened very early on, like you were saying, but a year in, you've been with someone a year, I think that you're making a conscious decision then to go and, I don't know.
That is such a hard one. That is genuinely such a hard one.
That'd give me some insane trust issues.
Yeah, same.
Like, on another level, and I'm so sorry you had to go through that, because that is fucked.
I would just be thinking, like, the entire time. Also, speaking of her finding out on Instagram, I seen something the other day. I've already told you this. I seen a TikTok, and it was talking about that the reason loads of relationships crumble and the reason that people are so, like, unhappy in love in our day and age is because we were never, ever intended on meeting as many people as we meet or seeing as many people as we see. Like, we were never meant to see. Like, no wonder when my mums and dads were younger, they stayed together as long as they did, because they were never able to see people. Like, everyone always has this, like, thing of thinking, like, getting cold feet and thinking, is this the best thing for me, and is this person right for me, and is the best person I'll ever meet? Well, in actual fact, they probably aren't the best person you would ever meet, because of how many people there are in the world, and it's probably not your perfect match, because there's probably someone better for you. And people always think, is there's plenty more fish in the sea, blah blah blah, but we were never ever meant to know that many people. They were never meant to have the, like, not that we do have the chance of as many people as there are in the world, but you were never meant to have the option of thinking that, because we were never meant to know that they were that much out. Like, do you know what
that
I
mean? Is true, yeah, because I feel like a lot of people now, like mums and dads, they've been together for like 30 odd years, or like a lot of my aunties and uncles, they got married in school.
Yeah,
like, and now that is so unheard of.
It's obviously such a different way of living. Like, people don't get married as young and stuff, and like the just the nature of like how people were brought up and their like ideas of society have changed massively. But I also think people in relationships question a lot more. Is this person right for me? Could there be someone better? Blah, blah, blah. Is the grass greener? Because you see all these people online, and like, you come across all these, like, you are exposed to more people, but we were never meant to be. But so you're constantly thinking, is the grass greener? When in actual fact, you've met the greenest grass that you were meant to meet. You're just moving to a different field to find the more grass.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. And I also think, I mean, this is a whole other conversation that we'll have a different episode, but I think social media has warped people's ideas of relationships so much.
It just gives people so much option.
I just think it gives people like a lot of like expectations in a relationship.
Yeah, it's also so much easier to chat to other people now. Like, it's so much easier to meet other people. It's so much easier to have your head turned, because there are so many other people that you see on a daily basis.
I mean, like, even things like Tinder weren't around when our parents were young.
Yeah, I think the whole thing's fucked. But if you think the grass is greener, babe, it's not.
My boyfriend suddenly started taking longer to reply and always being busy. He isn't a big person socially, so I didn't think too much of it. I went on a dog walk to the shop one day, and I see that he was sat on the bench outside the shop, and I thought it was weird as he's not from my area. So I ran up to him because, well, he's my boyfriend. However, as I hug and kiss him, hello, a girl comes up behind me and says, "I got them, who's this?" I turn around, and as I say his girlfriend, my name, I look at her hands and she's holding condoms.
What the fuck? I mean, at least he's being protected.
I mean, yeah, but still, oh my god, I'd be mortified.
I don't know, what would you instinctively do in that situation? You'd be in like fight or flight mode, and I think I don't know what I'd do. I mean, I'd be like, oh, okay, see ya. And then just carry on walking my dog and then go back to my car and cry.
Yeah, I'd like to think I was going to be that bad bitch. It'd be like, you know what, fuck you and walk off.
Yeah, I don't know what I'd do.
I don't know what I would do in that situation. I think it makes it worse as well, because like, he's in her area. They obviously don't live in the same area. I don't know. Oh, the thought of that just makes you feel sick.
I don't know what I'd do. I'd like to know what I'd do. Maybe we'll set up.
Yeah, same. Part. I say to every one of these responses, I'm like, yeah, I don't know what I'd do, because I actually don't know what I'd do, and I'm really sorry that everyone's had to go through this, because it is so shit.
I think, I don't know, I feel like I'd be the horrible person that is angry at both parties. Like, obviously, you can't really be angry at the other person because they wouldn't have known, but at the same time, I would be furious.
I'd be
furious at both people, and I would want to punch both people.
I feel like a lot of people tend to go for like the other person and blame them, but I don't think I would blame them. I'd blame my partner.
I'd blame both.
Unless they willingly knew that like my partner had a girlfriend.
Yeah, I'd be fuming at both people. Like, I actually just want, I'd be fuming at the world. I'd be fuming at everyone. Sorry if my cheating story is long. I just thought it was kind of funny. At least we've got a bit of humour in this one. My boyfriend started acting distant after the school holidays. This went on for a couple of weeks. He wouldn't tell me why. He broke up with me and I didn't understand. A couple of weeks go by and one of our mutual friends asks why I still talk to him after what he did. I was confused, so he told me that during the school holidays, my ex had cheated. I felt like a total idiot and decided to confront him. He said, "I'm sorry, I was high, it's not my fault." That's what you get for going out with a smoker, I guess. We were in boarding school together and I'd see a stupid face every day. Also, love your content. You make me feel so much more confident about myself. You're amazing and don't let anyone tell you otherwise.
Aww, queen. Love you.
Queen shit, bitch. What about me? What about my content? What about my book that you're going to buy when
what
it comes
content?
Out in Waterstones? Babe, I'm writing a book, I'm busy.
What, three paragraphs about Coronation Street and holy socks?
You're really spoiling the book.
But you guys, guess the plot line from the holy socks and Coronation Street. And a grandpa and a grandma. It's livid.
No more. Well, yeah, no more. We're not giving any spoilers.
Guess the name in the
no,
comments.
We're not. Anyone, if you ever say the name, anyway, I'll
what are you gonna
those
do?
Extensions out of your eyelashes.
Babe, don't be like that. Don't have to bring my appearance into this.
If I say I'm going to rip your extensions out. Queen, I just read that, so what's your opinions?
Babe, I will be honest. I kind of zoned out. I was thinking about something, so I'm just having to have a little read over it again.
What are you thinking about?
That is none of your business.
Oh, scandalous.
I had to think I've got memory popping me now. I'm saying that in all seriousness. I can't remember anything.
She got cheated on. He dumped her. She didn't know why he dumped her. And then her friends were saying, how are you still with him after he cheated on you? And she was like, wait, what? He cheated on me? Asked him and he said, yeah, I did. I'm sorry. I were high. It's not my fault.
So he blamed cheating on her because he was high.
At least he broke up with her though, but he never told her why, but everyone else knew why.
Okay, I'm with you.
I'd be mortified. Imagine if all my... But shit friends for not telling her any sooner, actually.
I'd tell my friend straight away.
I'd want you to literally, as soon as you found out, be picking up the phone or running to my house to tell me.
I'd be livid if one of you guys knew that my boyfriend had cheated on me and you didn't tell me.
Yeah, same.
I'd be so upset.
Good job you don't have a boyfriend then, ain't queen?
Single and thriving, babe.
Single and thriving. Double vaxxed, pussy waxed. That's my new motto in life. Do you know what? I feel like that one's a nicer one to end it off at. I'm glad we had one to laugh at. I mean, we can laugh at it. The person put a laughing emoji. We can laugh at their misery. But that is shit.
Yeah, I am sorry that all of you guys have gone through that because cheating is horrible.
If any of you want relationship counselling, imagine me and Anna sat in like a therapist's office. We would be like, I don't know what to do, babe. I don't know what to do.
Do you know?
Oh, no.
That's literally what we'd say.
Oh, if I were in that situation, turn it on ourselves.
Maybe if I was in that situation.
Oh, if that were me. Oh,
babe, actually, gross. I don't know. What would you do?
Oh, bloody. Let me ring Lewis and ask. Fuck. We would be awful. Never ask us for advice. We clearly can't give it. We don't know what we would do in any circumstances.
Yeah, literally.
Very sheltered.
We meant to be given advice on this podcast and everything. We're like, oh, God, I don't know.
Oh, God, babe, that's horrible.
So anyway,
such a shit life.
I hope you enjoyed this 30 minutes of us saying we don't know what to do.
Oh, should we do a little what is it called? It's been that long. The main segment of this podcast.
Oh,
Kiss
and Tell.
Kiss and Tell.
Oh my God, is that what it's actually called?
Yeah, Kiss
and
Tell.
Kiss and Tell, yeah, it is.
Oh, have you got something, babe?
Well, babe, I was... Actually, yeah, I do have something.
Queen shit, so do I.
I know what yours is going to be. And I think we're both going to go for the same sort of vibe this week.
Oh, so you're going to... I'll do yours. Hi, guys. So for this week's Kiss and Tell, I would absolutely love to recommend you a book called Investing for Dummies.
That is so weird. You absolutely flashed it.
I cannot believe you guys haven't read it yet. If you want to be rich and famous like me, then go and read this book. It gives you all the secrets to a successful boss-ass bitch life.
Babe, that is crazy how he absolutely got it. So I'm going to do Byron's. Hey, guys. So my Kiss and Tell this week.
That's not my voice. I did your voice.
I can't do your voice.
Hey, guys. Go on.
Babe, you do not sound like that.
What a go on in.
Hey guys, so my Kiss and Tell for this week is a book called The Therapist
by B.A. Paris.
I am now obsessed. She has inspired me to write my own book called I was gonna say it, but I was waiting for you to turn around and give me a dirty look. No. Don't you say it. But the book is amazing. I am very much behind on book club because we all came to an agreement, weirdly. We were going to read a certain amount of chapters every week and then talk about it. So, you know, I thought to myself, oh, okay, that's easy, I can do that. Everyone shoots a fucking head and reads like 25 chapters when I cannot read 25 chapters that quick. No. And everyone's finished the fucking book without me. I'm on chapter 3.
Well, yeah, but we agreed to read to chapter 30 in the first week.
No, we didn't. We agreed to read 10 chapters a week. That's what Freya told me.
Well, you only read 3, babe, so regardless, you would have been at 3 still.
Babe, because by the time I was at 3, Callum had finished the book. You were on, like, chapter 30, and I was like, oh my God, well, what's the point now? You were discussing the plotline in the thing.
No, that's not true.
Well, you were. You started talking about it, so I just thought, well, you know what, I'm going to read my Investment for Dummies book.
And guess what? We're rich on words, and Anna is just rich from reading that book. No, that is actually my kiss and tell is that book. So if anyone is looking for a new book, B.A. Paris, The Therapist, it is incredible. Anna will at some point read it, and then she will also be screaming it from the high heavens. But I also recommend a book called Memorial.
Is that the one you read first?
Yeah, I can't remember who it's by, but it's a little gay moment for all the gays out there. I don't know if I do recommend it, actually. It's a bit of a blue baller. But it is also quite good. When I were reading it, I loved it. But once I'd finished it, I like don't know if I want to scream about it. But it's still good if you need something to read.
My kiss and tell is actually the investment book. It is very, very good.
She's read three pages.
No, I have. You love to know that, think that I haven't read this book. But I was sat reading a good chunk of it last night. And I was learning about ownership investment. I was learning about equity. So if you have any questions about that, just shoot them my way. But it's a really good book. I was speaking to Arthur about like investing and stuff in Locked In, and he opened my mind to a whole new world that I really want to learn about. And it's hard, actually. I knew it was going to be hard, but like the long words.
It's all maths and stuff, though, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's all just the long words and the actual just understanding of the graphs. I'm like, fuck.
Give us one long word that you've read in your book.
Well, equity was long enough for me to try and understand the meaning of that. Even just the ownership investment and learning about all the different investments. I was listening to it like, what the fuck? What? Do you know what it is? Do you know what equity is?
Equity is a word.
Yes, it is a word. Well done. But do you know what it means?
It's not that long of a word when I'm saying like big
Babe,
words.
But it's got a long meaning because you do know what it means.
I feel like I do, but I don't want to be wrong on
Give
the
it
podcast.
A shot, what
I'll
you think it means.
I'll tell you what I think it means once we've turned the camera.
Okay, yeah, because you don't know what it means.
No, I do. I think I do know what
now
it means.
Now I do.
No, I think I do. I'm happy to be wrong, though, but I just don't want to be wrong publicly.
Okay, babe. Well, guys, that is
anyway.
It.
Anyway.
That is today's podcast episode. I hope you have enjoyed. Ta-ra. Love yous all.
Bye.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.